been announced that China's accomplished the goal of building a moderately prosperous society in all respects. General Secretary Xi Jinping of the Communist Party of China Central Committee made the announcement at a ceremony marking the party centenary.
It's my honor to declare on behalf of the party and the people that through continued efforts of the whole party and the entire nation, we have realized the first centenary goal of building a moderately prosperous society in all respects. This means that we have brought about a historic resolution to the problem of absolute poverty in China, and we are now marching in confident strides toward the second centenary goal of building China into a great modern socialist country in all respects.
Meanwhile, the General Secretary called resolving the Taiwan question and realizing China's complete reunification a historic mission and an unshakable commitment of the party. He stressed that no one should underestimate the great resolve, the strong will, or the extraordinary ability of the Chinese people to defend their national sovereignty and territorial integrity. People across China are expressing their excitement and expectations as the CPC celebrates its centenary.
Stories about old CPC members are very touching. CPC members in various sectors are making their contributions to society. That's why so much progress has been made in recent years. I wish our country to be stronger and stronger, and our life to be better and better.
I wish the CPC to be full of verve and vitality forever. As one of the post-90s generation, I feel happy and excited to participate in activities celebrating the party's centenary.
Facts have proved that the leadership of the CPC is correct and is the choice of history. The CPC is making China into a civilized, prosperous, and modern country. Now we are celebrating the party's centenary. I want to say happy birthday.
International polls have indicated that the Chinese people's approval ratings of the CPC and their government rank the highest worldwide. Last year, a report by Harvard University based on a survey in China spanning 13 years shows that the Chinese people's overall satisfaction toward the central government exceeds 93%. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia continues to develop despite the sanctions and threats against Russia from Western countries.
You should proceed from an understanding that the world changes quickly. Whatever sanctions are imposed on Russia, whatever the threats are, Russia develops. Its economic sovereignty increases. Its defense capability reached a very high level. In many ways, it's beyond many countries of the world, including the United States.
Putin made the remarks during his annual televised direct line Q&A session on Wednesday. He says Russia's adapted to the sanctions imposed on it, adding that they've given a boost to the country's agricultural and high-tech sectors. The Russian president warned the West that if some boundaries are crossed, Russia will offer a swift response. Former U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has died at the age of 88. He was the main architect of the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003. The cause of his death has not been provided. A senior executive at Microsoft says U.S. federal law enforcement agencies overuse their secret subpoena powers to routinely seek customer data. Corporate Vice President for Customer Security and Trust, Tom Burt, was giving testimony to a U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee hearing. Burt says Microsoft has received 2,400 to 3,500 secrecy orders a year, or roughly 7 to 10 a day, in recent years. The hearing into secrecy orders came after revelations that the Justice Department obtained phone records of journalists, as well as members of Congress and their staff, to probe leaked classified material.